Welcome to another episode of the Learn Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clementson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best Learn Recruiter. So join us. Oh, my coffee's all the way over here. Grab a cup of coffee and let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, I'm going to give you Canvas Script Gold. I already know my Canvas script is better than yours. I know that's arrogant, but it works, okay? And before I get into that, I'm going to give you a blow-by-blow, line-by-line rundown and breakdown of a Canvas script, and it's going to be available as a resource at the end of this. This will not be a long episode, but if you're listening to this, you've clicked on the episode, you sit in one of two camps, okay? You're either canvassing already and you hate the cold call aspect. You got the fear of failure. You hate the rejection and you don't like it, right? You're either in that camp or two, you don't give two hoots. Cold calling doesn't bother you, but maybe you're not getting the results. Quick break. We had an overwhelming response to episode 86, which was the 2024 recruitment desk planning. Now, a ton of people reached out and asked if we could help them. We can't get to everyone, but it got me thinking. I don't normally do this, but due to the response, I've decided to open up a limited amount of one-on-one coaching spots. I'm going to work with you one-on-one to create clear goals for your desk and bulletproof plan to achieve them. No more frustration at not hitting your numbers. No more self-doubt about what to do next. Just execute the plan, achieve the results you deserve. DM me, 90-day plan, and we'll send you the details. Strictly first in, best dressed. Side note, I'm so confident that you're going to love it and you're going to get value out of this that I will give you 100% money back if you think otherwise. Maybe you're not quite getting the results you think you should be getting. And maybe you find yourself waffling a little bit on the phone and whatever. So they're the two camps. Cold calling fear and just not getting the results that we think we're going to get. So they're it. But like, look. Anyone's going to benefit out of this because I think if you can tweak and refine what you're doing and get one little thing out of an episode like this, then everyone benefits. But knowing which camp you're in is important. Just on the first camp, I'm going to give you a little kick in the ass because when someone comes to me and says, "Oh, I've just got to like, I hate cold calling," my brain goes to, "Well, you're arrogant then." I go, "What do you mean I'm arrogant?" You go, "You're arrogant. Like, why are you so important in that call?" And they go, "What do you mean? I'm calling them." Okay. The fact that you feel like you know, this fear of rejection, "Oh, they're rejecting me," or "I don't like making calls, I'm putting them out," or whatever. You give too many hoots about what, A, they think about you, B, how important this call is actually in the grand scheme of your life. It's not. You're just trying to get through the no's to get to the yeses, okay? I want to give you a really, really good example to make you feel like an idiot. So we've all cut up birthday cake, right? You cut it, you sing happy birthday, you cut it up, you offer it to the kids. Every child says yes. So that's easy. Here you go. And then you get to the adults. "Would you like some cake?" "Yep, here you go." "Would you like some cake?" "Here you go." "Yep." "Would you like some cake?" "No, thanks." "Okay." "Would you like some cake?" No, I'm not having it." "Okay, would you like some cake?" And you get yes, no. Half the adults say no. Do you ever at that point go, "Oh, I hate cold calling. I hate cold caking"? Because essentially what you're doing, cold calling is no different. When you offer someone a piece of cake, they either want it or they don't. And if they say they don't want it, you don't think for a second more on it. You move on. And canvassing is no bloody different. If you have, okay, a CV and you think you've deemed them to be a quality candidate for your market, You would be dumb to think that every single person in your market wants that CV, okay? Arrogant. No, they don't. Maybe 10% of your market needs it right now. So when you go on Canvas and you go, "No, okay, no, okay, no," just like the cake, you just need to get on with the next one. Fine. I think it's a combination for those people of rejection, but I would argue that your script is not very strong either because your nervousness is coming through. So again, if we can bed you into a solid script that when, for example, when you're offering cake, people know it's cake. They look at it, it's cake, what flavor, chocolate, icing, yes, done. It's so simple. They either want it or they don't. And what I see time and time again with scripts that suck is it's there's waffles. We're talking about the plate and we're talking about the baker's yeast and we're talking about, oh, I don't fucking care about all this shit. I just want to know if it's chocolate cake or vanilla cake. Okay, and a can, it's no different. So we want to create this script so that it is succinct. It is to the point. It has the right amount of hooks. It has the right rhythm, and it's to the point, okay? Because we get that bit right, and in an instant, the person on the other end knows exactly what this call is about, and they know exactly what they're saying yes or no to, and you're going to find that your canvassing skills go through the roof and your conversion rate goes through the roof, okay? So that is today's episode, and I'm going to get into that now, okay? So if I've set this, I've set the platform here. We're just offering up cake. So let's make sure that the cake we're offering up, it's very succinct, okay? So canvas time. So a good canvas script for me has a few key elements. Let's just get into it and you'll see what I mean. I will always start with, hi, it's Brett calling from Alra. How are you? I do ask, how are you? Yeah, good, thanks, good, thanks. I'd say, mate, look, I just interviewed a, and I do title, with X amount of years experience in this location. So it would sound something like this. I've recently interviewed a senior engineer with 8 years experience in Sydney. So you are immediately putting them into the picture. The next line is, and this is a crucial line, the reason for the call is. So you're saying, hi, it's Brett from Alra. How are you? Yeah, good, mate. I've recently interviewed a senior engineer with 8 years experience in Sydney. The reason for the call. The moment you say the reason for the call, they're going, oh, okay, there's a reason for this call. So they've got the setting, they've got the headline, they know what we're talking about, and now you're going to give them a few killer points about this person. So I haven't written anything down here, but it might be something like, the reason for the call is that they're currently working for a top-tier global, they've been there for the past 5 years. The project, this major road project that they've been doing XYZ on, which they did phenomenal, by the way, is coming to an end, and they're thinking it's maybe a time to see what else is out there. I flagged your company with them, and they said I'd absolutely love to work with them, and I wondered if you had any interest in meeting with this person. And this is the key line. When you say, have you got any interest in meeting with this person, tag on to the end of that, they're actually taking next Tuesday off for interviews. Have you got any time on Tuesday to meet? We call that going for a direct interview. And if you can pull that off more often than not, you're a bloody good recruiter and your script is working. Can you see the power in that script? There is no waffling at all. It is setting a picture, it is setting a tone, and it is asking, it is basically not asking them when they're free or do they want to see their CV or anything passive like that. It's they are taking Tuesday off for interviews. Are you available mid-morning to slot them in? Normally, if they don't know who you are, they'll say, oh, I'd love to see a CV first. Fine. And at that point, right, once you get the exchange for them and you get a sense of the temperature, are they keen, are they not, then you can free on as much as you want. But that initial pitch needs to be tight, as tight as I just made it, so that they don't have, you know, any questions in mind of exactly what level and location you're looking at, where they're currently working, the highlight, and then when they're available to meet. If you can get those bits out, they're going to come back with either, yep, I'll meet them on Tuesday, give me a time, great. Or they might say, hey, look, that sounds interesting, can you send me a CV? Yes, you do that. Or they might say, oh, we haven't dealt before, have you got terms? You can go into it. But once you've got them hooked, just go with the call, right? I mean, we all know when they say no what to do, but I'll just for your sake, like, oh, look, we're not looking at that level, sorry. I go, that's fine. Are you looking at other levels at the moment? Is something else I should be keeping an eye out for you? And that's another way to, oh, yeah, actually, if you could get me someone with a bit more experience because we've got this coming up, okay, cool. I might have someone for you, get a job brief. Or if it's a, nah, we don't really have any needs. Just say, is there anyone else, what else? Is there anyone else in the business that might be interested in this CV? If it's a big company you're canvassing, maybe you hit the wrong person. So it's either a yes, book in the time, yes, send me a CV, yes, let's talk terms, or nah, that's not for me. Then you ask, okay, is there anyone else in the business that I need to be talking to with this CV? Are there any other needs at different levels or technicality that I need to be aware of that I could help you with? And then if it's no, it's okay, see you later. Next time. Would you like me to send you, I'll send you a quick email with the confidential bullets just in case with my details. If anything comes up, let me know. Yep, okay. You just never know where that Hail Mary email goes. So I'm going to give you a work. I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. I'm going to give you a workflow on this, but it is as simple as that, okay? Killer scripts can increase your billings in an instant, okay? So if you are fear of phones, fear of failure, fear of rejection on cold calling, this script's going to help you because you're going to get to the point that's about the script. And just think of it like cake. You're offering cake. They either want it or they don't. They don't want it. Cool, we're collecting the no's. And this is as important as the yeses, because when you're going back to your candidate to consult to them, you can say, we've got you three interviews or three parties interested. We actually got 15 who said, no, we don't want to see you. And that is very powerful in helping close that candidate off as well. So no's are as valuable as yeses, and you got to get into a really, you know, positive relationship with those no's, because when you do, you start to see the magic in the no's. And having a punchy script, just like getting it to the point and being very succinct with what you've got and what you're expecting of your client will result in better results, okay? So we will send that out. So follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. If you join the mailing list, hello@theloanrecruiter.com, and we can get that to your inbox directly. So we have time for you today. If you got anything out of today's episode, please like, share, subscribe. As always, have an amazing day. May all your deals come true.